Page 52. Chapter 11. One night, I was thinking about what I was doing. I had no idea what this female creature might be like. My first creation had promised to leave Europe, but she might not agree. She might be even more evil than he was. And if they had children, then what race of creatures would I have started on Earth? I suddenly looked up and saw the monster outside looking at me and grinning. He had followed me and was waiting for my work to end. But in his face, I saw only evil. I thought how mad my promise to him had been. Trembling with fear, I tore the thing I had created to pieces before him. With a horrible howl of despair, he disappeared. I went back to my own room. I heard footsteps and the sound of the door, and I knew the monster had come.
"You destroyed your work," he said. "Do you dare to break your promise? I have been waiting, and now you have destroyed my hopes." "Go away," I shouted. "I have broken my promise. I will never make another evil creature like you." "Remember that I have power," he said. "I can make your situation even worse. You are my creator, but I am your master. Obey." "You cannot make me do something wicked. I will not create an evil companion for you," I shouted. "Go away."
"You will regret this," cried the creature.
"Now, I am only interested in revenge. Remember this. I will be with you on your wedding night."
"Monster!"
I screamed.
"Before you think of killing me, make sure that you are safe yourself."
He left quickly, and I later saw him sailing away in his boat. Then I started thinking of his threat. "I will be with you on your wedding night." So I had until then to do something. 2 days later, a letter from Clerval arrived, asking me to come back so we could return to London to complete his Indian business. I went to my laboratory and packed up all my instruments. I put all the horrible mess of my work into a basket and filled it with stones. Later that night, I sailed out to sea and dropped it over the side of my boat. It was a peaceful, moonlit night, and I fell asleep on the boat. When I awoke, the wind and waves were very strong. I could not control the boat, so I let the wind carry it. I looked at the clouds moving fast in the sky, and then at the sea, and I thought that I was going to die. Much, much later, I was pleased to see land. It was calmer now, and I followed the coast until I came to a small harbour. People soon gathered around as I tied up the boat.
"Excuse me," I started, hearing them speak English. "Can you tell me where I am, please?"
"You will know that soon enough," said one man.
"Why do you answer me so rudely?" I asked.
"Because it is the custom of the Irish to hate bad people," he replied. "You must follow me to Mr. Kerwin to explain yourself."
"Who is Mr. Kerwin?" I asked. "And why must I explain myself?"
"Mr. Kerwin is the magistrate," he said. "And you are to explain the death of a man who was found murdered here last night."
I was very surprised by this answer, and although exhausted and very hungry, I followed him, ready to prove my innocence.